All right, so how did you begin your involvement in this project? How did it all begin?
It began a number of years ago with a friend of mine who's an actor in Hollywood, Chris Diamondopoulos, introduced me to Matt Dorff, who was a screenwriter in a group. And I showed Matt a copy of my Book of Revelation, which is an original translation. He liked it so much, he came back with the idea about a couple of weeks later, wouldn't this make a spectacular graphic novel? We all looked at each other and said, why not? Let's do it. So we kind of built it ourselves. I mean, we raised all the money ourselves. It was a lot of effort. It was a much bigger project than we anticipated. And in the end, we ultimately went with Zondervan, which is a HarperCollins imprint and a HarperCollins Christian publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they published it to great success last year. And then HarperCollins, I mean, Zondervan said, what else can you do? And we said, we can do the whole new chapter if you want. So we started on this project, which is Messiah Origin, which is the new one coming up next week at Comic-Con, which is a harmony of all four Gospels run together, only the text of sacred scripture, but in a graphic novel format. And, of course, this first volume takes the story from the very beginning, in the beginning, to basically the public ministry of Jesus. So basically it's your Christmas story, it's your early John the Baptist story, it's the flight into Egypt. It's all of the things that lead up to the public ministry of Jesus as is recorded in the four Gospels. So we're very excited about it. It's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if you have a copy. I'm looking at one.
They gave me a preview, and I must say that Kai Carpenter's artwork is fantastic. It really comes alive.
Kai is just tremendous. He's very different than our first one because one of the things he wanted to do, and Matt Dorff, who is Matt's role is kind of in the background, but like art director, adapter, vision behind it, is to keep the same kind of vision, make this really good art, exceptional art, and at the same time, do it almost cinematically, do it in a storytelling mode. Because unlike a lot of graphic novels, as you know, it's not a comic book, per se. It doesn't have the bubbles, you know, with lines in it, you know, whatever they say. And it's not a traditional, maybe, graphic novel in that sense that it's a fictional novel, it's a fictional piece. This is something that already exists. It's in scripture, text of scripture. But it's set into graphic novel format to really bring the story alive to a different generation, a new generation of people, and people who might not otherwise read, not have any interest in reading the Bible, you know? Mm-hmm. You might say, oh, I'll read this because it's really cool. You know? And that was a lot of the reaction we got at Comic-Con the first time out with the Book of Revelation, and we're expecting more to this one.
Is that really, like, your hope for the book, to, like, kind of bring this timeless tale to a different audience? Is that what your real hopes are?
Well, it's kind of twofold. It's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, we want to reintroduce the traditional Christian audience to a new way of looking at an old text, right?
Mm-hmm.
People who are just used to seeing a Bible, you know, with two columns, right? And, you know, Matthew 5:12 and then Matthew 5:13. And, you know, they've looked at it this way for so long. Perhaps the message, which we believe is a message of love over hate, of good over evil, of compassion over misery, that this message will get into people's heads and into their hearts more directly through this wonderful art. On the other hand, for people who are not familiar with Christian sacred scripture, which is what the New Testament basically is, right? Because we share the Old Testament with our Jewish brothers and sisters. So the Old Testament belongs more to Judaism than it belongs to Christianity. We use it as well. But the New Testament, particularly the Christianity, they want to introduce people to it. You know, who never have really had that much of an interest in reading the Gospel of Matthew, let's say. Well, here you get the whole story. You get all of the verses in a new arrangement. So that new arrangement, the new chapter system, if you will, the new versification. We've put in appendices so that people who are Bible-oriented people, you know, can make the comparisons that they want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to take it too much out of the context. We want to leave some of that in. But we did that in the appendices. the narrative runs freely. You know, we've got wonderful, beautiful imagery. The text is scripture, and it just flows from chapter to chapter to chapter. And it, I think most people, and to be honest with you, it is the story of Christmas, right? So it's a Christmas story, although most people wouldn't probably guess that there's more about the birth of John the Baptist than there is about the birth of Jesus in the Bible. So, I mean, so both of these tales are woven together in the childhood of Jesus all the way up to John the Baptist appearing in the wilderness preaching. So Jesus as an adult actually doesn't appear full face in the book until because he's not there yet. It's all the other part of the story there, which is a familiar tale, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody, non-Christians, know about Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
You don't have to be a Christian to say Merry Christmas to somebody. At the same time, though, the origin, that's why we call it origin. The origin of the story is here. It's in this text. And with this wonderful art, we were able to invite people.
Is there a passage in your book that affects you differently than the original passage in the Bible? Is there like something that you said to yourself, like, wow, I never saw it this way, or it makes me feel different seeing it, you know, visually in a graphic novel form compared to the old way?
I could go on page after page. when you're dealing with images, right, every image is essentially a point of view, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the artist has his conception, Matt had his conception, I had a little bit of input, mostly theological, because of my training, my background. The one that that speaks to me personally, the wonderful image, I think it's on page 141 of the book, later in the book, where Jesus has come back from Egypt with Joseph and Mary, and he's living in Galilee now. And it's the last verse of the Gospel of Matthew's description of that. It says, he shall be called the Nazarene. And what you actually see on the page, you see two hands cupped together, a child's hand, a young boy's hand, as if you were looking, you know, if you put your own hand out in front of you and look at them, that would be the perspective, right? And it's a beautiful scene, the sun is setting, everything is Galilee, and I've actually been to Galilee. Galilee is very beautiful, not a desert, absolutely gorgeous. So Nazareth is a beautiful place. But what the boy is holding in his hand is a scorpion. And so this, when I saw that image, I was deeply moved by it, because there's that whole sense that this young child who is going to grow up to be this man that we call Jesus, or Jesus Christ, or Jesus of Nazareth, he already is dealing somehow in a transformational, even better, figure in bringing good as opposed to evil into the world, and bringing love as opposed to hatred. And of course, for those people who really know the Bible well, not everybody who does, perhaps, but there's that wonderful verse from the Psalms of David that he shall trample on the asp, the basilisk, the snake, the viper, and the scorpion. So there's this sense of which even this young child will be victorious, in a sense, over evil. I thought it was a brilliant representation, and I was deeply moved by it. And I think people will find all kinds of things that move in the book. I mean, the actual moment of Jesus' birth in the cave, right, in Bethlehem, is shown in the reflection of the image, is actually shown in the reflection in the donkey's eye.
Oh.
To me, was stunning in this thought. You know,
mm-hmm.
in a reflection, in eye, a close-up, like a fisheye on an animal's eye, and it's what the animal saw. And then the next panel is what was the first thing that the baby saw? His mother and Joseph, right? Mm-hmm. And the animal in the background. So these wonderful changes of points of view and perspective, I think, really bring the text emotionally alive. And we're very proud of that. And we're hoping that people feel the way that we do about it. I mean, we enjoy making these books. We're very proud that Donovan is our publisher. We're a very prestigious Bible publisher, a division of HarperCollins. We're very happy to be working with them. So we're looking forward to New York Comic Con.